Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for March 26th, read by Kurt L. from Albuquerque, New Mexico, USA. AA thoughts for the day. Self-will. The philosophy of self-sufficiency doesn't pay off. Plainly enough, it is a bone-crushing juggernaut whose final achievement is ruin. Therefore, we can consider ourselves fortunate indeed. Each of us has had his own near-fatal encounter with the juggernaut of self-will and has suffered enough under its weight to look for something better. Bill W., 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 37, 38. Thought to consider. Attitudes are contagious. Is yours worth catching? Acronyms. AA. Attitude Adjustment. Just for today. Blessings. From My Chance to Live. Growing up in AA, I have been blessed with children who have never seen their mother drunk. I have a husband who loves me simply because I am, and I have gained the respect of my family. What more could a broken down drunk ask for? Lord knows it is more than I ever thought possible and ever so much more than I deserved. All because I was willing to believe AA just might work for me too. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 318. Daily Reflections. The teaching is never over. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 164. These words put a lump in my throat each time I read them. In the beginning, it was because I felt, oh no, the teaching is over. Now I'm on my own. It will never be this new again. Today, I feel deep affection for our AA pioneers when I read this passage. Realizing that it sums up all of what I believe in and strive for, and that, with God's blessing, the teaching is never over. I'm never on my own, and every day is brand new. As Bill sees it, life is not a dead end. When a man or a woman has a spiritual awakening, the most important meaning of it is that he has now become able to do, feel, and believe that which he could not do before on his unaided strength and resources alone. He has been granted a gift which amounts to a new state of consciousness and being. He has been set on a path which tells him he is really going somewhere, that life is not a dead end, not something to be endured or mastered. In a very real sense, he has been transformed because he has laid hold of a source of strength which he had hitherto denied himself. 12 and 12, page 106, 107. Big Buck quote. Practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking as intensive work with other alcoholics. Alcoholics Anonymous, Working with Others, page 89. 24 hours a day. AA thought for the day. Strength comes also from working with other alcoholics. When you are trying to help a new prospect with the program, you are building up your own strength at the same time. You see the other person in the condition you might be in yourself, and it makes your resolve to stay sober stronger than ever. Often you help yourself more than the other person, but if you do succeed in helping the prospect to get sober, you are stronger from the experience of having helped another person. Am I receiving strength from working with others? Meditation for the day. Faith is the bridge between you and God. It is the bridge that God has ordained. If all were seen and known, there would be no merit in doing right. Therefore, God has ordained that we do not see or know directly, but we can experience the power of His Spirit through our faith. It is the bridge between us and Him, which we can take or not as we will. There could be no morality without free will. We must make the choice ourselves. We must make the venture of belief. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may choose and decide to cross the bridges of faith. I pray that by crossing this bridge, I may receive the spiritual power I need. Hazelton Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota, 55012. My name is Kurt L., and I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.